Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Indeed. I'm Mike. It's Wednesday. We're here to talk independent wrestling. Can't do it without my wonderful co-host, Righteous Reg. How are you doing, man?
Hello, hello, hello. It's your favorite rapper, your favorite writer, your favorite podcaster. It's Indeed. It's Wednesday. I'm back. I'm black. And things are feeling good. Also, our friend is back in black, too. His name's J Rose. He's a permanent member of Indeed whenever he wants to pull up. And today he decided to pull up. What's up, my friend J Rose? And also, hello. What's up, my friend Mike? It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Hello, friends. It's been far too long. I've been a busy boy girl in this sort of time, but so I missed you all. I missed you all. What's going on? What I missed?
Stop being so busy, J Rose. Just having bookings. I want to. And shows. And
really
pizza.
Bad.
Yeah, you with your having shit to do and, you know, like grass to touch and all that crazy.
Keep playing around.
Since you haven't been on the show, they announced that the big guys up there are going to bring some of the big shows over to your neck of the woods. Have you started preparing already? Or are you just like, that's nice to know. I'll see you then.
No. Okay, let's break this down into two things. One, I have waited my entire life for, like, we had SummerSlam 2008, and we had Survivor Series 2012. Mm-hmm. But I've waited my whole life for a WrestleMania in my city.
Yeah,
it's the very first time I came on here, I was talking about how badly I wanted the All-Star game here. Mm-hmm. I will admit the All-Star game was right above it, but WrestleMania is just that close. I know we have the Royal Rumble coming first, which is also super exciting. Yep. Royal Rumble in a football stadium for the first time. A little offensive because it makes it sound like no one's thought about this and no one said anything, but it makes it feel like they don't think the Colts are going to be playing that late into the season.
I mean, assumptions have been made.
I'm choosing not to feel some sort of way about it.
You got to take the win, J Rose. You can't let, you know what I mean?
Aren't they trying to do the Royal Rumble like late January, early February?
Oh, yeah. Like, didn't they move it to February this year, I think?
So it's February 1st, which I don't know how the NFL playoff schedule works for this year. But usually the last weekend of January is like close to conference finals, if I do remember correctly. And then it's 2 weeks and then it's the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, what are you trying to say? What are y'all trying to say, man?
They're trying to say they watched last season.
Hey, we had a bum. No, he wasn't a bum. We had a backup quarterback.
Strong words. Strong words.
We were one play away from making the playoffs, all right? So I don't want to hear it, WWE.
Okay.
I am excited, though, and we have started preparing things.
Sick.
We will have, one way or another, we will have some presence that weekend. So for everybody who's planning on coming out and doing stuff for Royal Rumble weekend and eventually WrestleMania and SummerSlam weekend, you got to come check in with Big Mama first. That's all I'm going to say.
Damn, yeah. You got to check in with J-Rose and you
got to check in. That's you crazy. Know what I'm all y'all, you know, I'm not like, it's my city. You feel me? But as far as wrestling goes, especially independent wrestling, I got to check in with Big Mama first. That's all I'm going to say. Mm. Only one promotion in the past 4 years has run a show and they didn't, from the outside, they didn't check in with me first. And that company doesn't exist anymore. Whoa. That's all I'm going to say.
Mike, what is J-Rose saying? Because that sounds crazy, I think.
I believe he's saying you have to check in with J-Rose first.
Got you.
You pull up in his city.
Got you.
I'm saying.
Agreed. I'm with you.
May I also add, for everybody who thinks that they're going to come into Indianapolis and run some sort of Royal Rumble or WrestleMania weekend show, and this isn't from arrogance. This isn't me saying, oh, you can't come in my city. By all means, you know, checking in, that's a joke. It's really not, but it is a joke. You're not going to find a venue, man. It's just not going to happen.
J-Rose is like, no, for us, check in. Like, no, I can help you, but I'm not going to help you at all.
J-Rose tweeted about the venue situation in Indianapolis. And
like, I haven't been on here multiple times telling people, hey, it's really rough out here, man.
Yeah, straight up.
There are venues here, but like, I've seen some of the bigger companies, I won't be naming names, trying to break into this market, asking me for help. And I use their name and their money, and people still don't want to do it. Because 20 years ago, a bunch of old people messed up independent wrestling in the city for everybody. And there also just isn't an abundance of venues with tall ceilings to begin with.
Yeah. So, important.
If you are planning, if you are planning to run a show, Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, WrestleMania weekend, I know GCW has the Marriott East basically locked up. You can definitely partner with them. But if you're trying to do something on your own, it's not impossible. It's not impossible at all. But you are looking at a steep four-figure investment before you book a ring, a talent, anything like that.
That's just the start.
Just the start. And I'm saying this from experience and as somebody who's currently doing this. It's not – it isn't L.A., it isn't Dallas. You know, you really going to have to – it's not Tampa. You're really going to have to work in order to make this work. So, by all means, be my guest, but check in with either – legitimately ask me, ask the people at Squared Circle Expo, ask a native
– check in with Big Mama, okay? Listen, J-Rose, we're going to get into some nap stuff fully. But kind of on the same thing there, Mike, since we've last seen each other, did people check in with you this last big show weekend in Toronto?
Oh, Money in the Bank?
Yeah. Did they check in with you?
Not check in with me, but I went and saw some wrestling. I was hanging around some venues.
What stood out to you? What stood out to you?
Yeah, exactly. Because you guys haven't had like a weekend like this with WWE kind of attached in a while, I guess you could say.
Oh, what stood out to me? Let's see. A lot of Americans coming up here and going, oh, wow, Toronto wrestling crowd to, whoa. Because that GCW show on the Friday night was fucking loud. Broadcast didn't really do it justice. I've got some like videos from my camera and the audio is just like peaked out on the videos on like Jack Cartwheel's entrance before the live feed of the show's even on. And like my audio on my camera's already peeking out just from like him doing a cartwheel on his intro. That show was great. Like that was hot. Northern Crown on Sunday was like, that made me, that one got me in the heart. Made me really happy because that was like a lot of that's Toronto. That's
right.
That's the community.
That's home.
Here. That's the community here. That's, you know, like there was a lot of things that ran in Toronto that weekend, and like pretty much the only hometown independent that ran was Northern Crown. And they had like a packed out show with disgusting matches on it. I saw Calvin Tankman and Cole Radrick there. We took a nice photo for Jay Rose. So, that was a great show. I didn't do any of the WWE stuff, but I saw a lot of wrestling fans walking around. Look, I don't have money for those tickets, man. I'm sorry.
Hey, the game is a game. I feel you, bro. It's expensive out here.
Yeah, no. So, and what I will say was funny was, the day of the show, I'm like, I wonder how many people are going to have white wrestling shirts on. And I'm like, there are no white wrestling shirts. And there's nobody wearing white shirts anywhere in this fucking city.
Yo, 24 hours before, not even 24 hours before the show, you say, hey, everybody wear white. Yeah, good
luck. Hey, everybody who's only bought black shirts for the last, their entire fandom of this thing. You want to wear a white shirt today?
Because what went through their heads? Like, you all, we got them. Like,
we got them.
And I know it was in the budget. Y'all could have provided.
Provide the shirt. If this is the vibe you want to give up, you could get some cheap WWE logo shirts and hand them out.
So, you know, like most like any sports team in a playoff game, they just, you go to the arena and there's a shirt on the chair.
Yes.
You know, that's how they get the whiteout to happen. It's not like a, let's hope everybody gets the memo kind of thing where like everybody's turning up.
Did you see this tweet?
Like it's, it's like, you buy it on Ticketmaster. It's like, you can only buy tickets to this game if you're going to wear white. That's not how that works.
And white and wrestling fans, like, who's like, can we start? Like,
what was the about vision?
This? Like, who was like, yeah, that's the one. Like, we got them, dudes.
I really don't understand.
Just come from a trip to the campus.
I mean,
I'm certain that is why he got that silly idea.
Now he saw that the white party that Michael Rubin or whatever, all the celebrity, the Illuminati white party, and he was like, let's do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure, but like
sure.
Okay. You know, how's my territory going? Let me shut up.
I'm saying straight up. So good. But yeah, you had a good time out there in WWE surroundings.
I had a great time. Eventually I'm going to record the intro for a vlog I filmed that weekend.
Oh, sweet.
I know what I did. I just got to talk to a camera and tell the camera what I did so I can edit it into the beginning of all the other footage I already have edited, credited, name cards for everyone. There's like a whole bunch of not royalty free music, so I don't know where I'm going to upload this. I didn't think about that at all. I was like, you know what would go really, well with all this wrestling footage right now? Some of that new Speed record.
Yeah, can't.
And
do
then
that.
I didn't think about like, well, can't put this on Fightful. I guess
some records if you want to mix them in.
The Fightful dub.
It's all my all me. No problem with it. No problem with it. No problem with it. But yeah, it feels good to be back, you guys. There's some independent wrestling happening this weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited about it. Jay Rose, what's up with you? What you doing? What you got going on?
I shouldn't sound so depressed.
It's just favorite week.
I'm like, what's new? Favorite come week. On, Jay Rose. Come on.
This Sunday, Naptown All Pro presents Luchini 2024.
Yes, sir.
The second ever Luchini, what we're positioning as our biggest show of the summer. It is one of the biggest Nap shows we've ever put on. Mm-hmm. And it's anchored by a couple of really big matches, stuff that's both been built for months upon months on end. And also stuff that I hate using the phrase dream match. It's so completely overused, like to death. I won't call it a dream match, but
there's
a
line, Jay Rose. There's a line.
I'm not crossing that line because I despise. Oh, it's a dream match. No, you know, who's dreaming about this?
Who dreamed this?
but a match that I hope will be a if not a generational passing of the torch, a generation of the same thoughts of the style of wrestling and our same general usual insanity. It's going to be a good time at our regular home at this point, Ellenberger Park in the east side of Indianapolis, Indiana. Mm-hmm. Tickets start pre-sale at $20, but we have all sorts of ways you can make it cheaper. I'm probably going to tweet out a promo code in the midst of doing this thing. I'll probably say the promo code right now and then implement it, and then you have to be listening to figure it out. I'll tweet that out right now. Make sure people are paying attention.
That's but, science. Well,
there you go.
This is gonna
what
be a
makes
good time.
This? You said this is one of the biggest shows. What makes this bigger than the previous shows you've had?
There's one match on there I got my eyes on real good.
Well, I assume that it's the match that you're thinking about. It's the payoff one. It's the payoff to a months-long story we've been building and building and building in the background. And it's also potentially the last independent singles appearance by a man who calls himself the King of Independence, which is, I don't know how we keep having these matches of like this importance fall into our laps, but I'm not complaining. It keeps happening. And mm-hmm. We got the last match of AC Mack. There was one other one that was like, oh wow, I don't know how that fell into our laps, but these things keep happening to us. I'm not complaining, it's just real funny, you know. The wrestling gods smile upon us in this one area, and everything else is like, okay, figure it out your own self.
Yes. But, I get to see the homie on Saturday, and then he's wrestling on Sunday. I'm very excited about it.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you're going to Wild One this weekend too.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be some good stuff. Independent wrestling is as strong as you make it, and the territories we kick it in, you know, are thriving. So what match are you most excited about, you think, J-Rose, out of your show?
Out of my show? Mm-hmm. Easy. Alex Shelley, Darian Bankston. Mm. Not even close.
Nothing else.
It's like, I love it. I am also looking forward to Chase Holiday, Isaiah Broner a ton.
Yeah.
I'm also looking forward to my little sister, Billy Starks, coming back.
That one.
But
Billy Starks versus Jocelyn.
Jocelyn is going to be.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, who books this? Like, because somebody, whoever books this, they need a raid.
Oh, by the way, thank you, Darian Bankston.
Yes, Gabe.
Oh, yeah.
United States independent debut. Big was deal. Also there. I didn't have the chat up. I was like, man, they just not paying. They didn't want to see this episode.
No, I ain't the wrong nobody tab out open. Here.
Yo, no, quite the contrary. Chat's been active.
No, above anything else, I'm looking forward to that specific match. Mm-hmm. I calling myself a historian is like feels egotistical, but I know ball when it comes to independent wrestling. I've seen a lot of independent wrestling. There's a through line of the sort of world traveler grappler, but it's also someone who is very involved in an artistic vision sort of wrestler, very specific. And that through line, I believe, starts with Reckless Youth.
Yep.
And I'm not sure if they ever had a one-on-one meeting, but I believe that through line goes through to an Alex Shelley and a Chris Sabin together, because mm-hmm. they're kind of inseparable and they have the same sort of general vibe, besides being tag team partners, the same philosophy on wrestling. And I think maybe skipping a generation, the next step in this evolution is Darian Bankston. I'm very biased. That's someone I consider a very close friend of mine. But there are friends of mine who aren't booked on that. And not because, you know, I think they're bad, but they don't fit the vision, or I want them to get to a certain level before I bring them in. Darian Bankston has exceeded all expectations for every single match that I've ever put him in that. And having at the last possible moment, may I add, these two wrestling artists be able to apply their craft. I can't even put into words, because I also don't know what style of match they're going to have. You could have a technical masterpiece where they go hold for hold, catch as catch can, do all that weird, fanatical British grappling stuff. You could also have a match that evokes the sort of pace of the X Division in its prime, where they try and see which one can finish the sprint faster. We could also have a sort of match where it's them throwing bombs because both of their bags are incredibly deep, and it's move for move for move for move. You have no idea what sort of match they're going to have. And that's what really excites me as a booker, to figure out, oh, yes, I know this is going to be good, but in what way is it going to be good? And I know the occasion isn't lost on Bankston at all, seeing where, you know, I'm not going to speak on any of the rumors. I'm too close to the sun. I'm going to see that brother on Sunday. it feels wrong for me to be like, I don't and free to say, oh, I think he's going X, Y, and Z. But he's not going to be at minimum, as prevalent on the independent circuit moving forward. And if that's the case, this may be the one and only chance that we have to have someone to get past the torch. And I think there's no one better than Darian Bankston. That's just me, though. I'm biased.
Yeah, no, definitely. I remember watching Alex Shelley at a PWG show in 2004 and being like, not really understanding. You know, when you see something that's like, you know, like a whole generation is about to copy their style, but you're like, I don't know what this guy's doing. I don't know what the draw, I don't know what the appeal is. And then you see it like in person and you see him start to doing this thing and you're like, oh, I get it. Yeah. And then like a year later, there's all these Alex Shelley clones and like all these people kind of like trying to imitate the thing that he does flawlessly. And like, it's not any effort with how he does it. And Bankston definitely is from the tree of Alex Shelley. That's what's so interesting about this whole thing, is that Bankston adds a different style of, like, thinks of pro wrestling in a totally different way than a lot of people I've ever talked to. And so thinking of like what Alex Shelley brings and what Bankston going to bring, knowing they could be in two completely different worlds, but on the same planet. It's an exciting match, J-Rose.
I'm excited for him in the sense of, I think Bankston as a wrestler often gets misinterpreted. Like, you look at him and as just a visual slate, right? He all the time gets compared to either Raven or Jeff Hardy. And that's just at a...
Just looks.
Mm-hmm. And you start to see him move a little bit and it's like, okay, he really is a lot like Jeff Hardy. But if you really digest and look at the sort of wrestler he is, Second Coming is outrageous. I'm not going to say that, but he is cut from the same cloth of more of a cloth of a Alex Shelley, a Timothy Thatcher, even a Biff Busick than he is someone more like a Jeff Hardy, Cedric Alexander, someone of that. And then this isn't to say he can't do that, but that's a grappler right there. And usually he's not given the opportunity to show the sort of grappling he's able to do. He was given an opportunity this weekend as he was the pent ultimate match for Daniel Makabe. And may I just say, put him in a pack, send him out to the pasture.
That's crazy. But
and put him in a pack is a little crazy. But like, that's also, wild, buddy. He won. Daniel Makabe has never beat Darian Bankston. And he never will.
You got the maples getting really hot in me right now, man.
He never will.
I'm getting some steamy maples going on.
It is true, though, Mike. I'm sorry. It's true.
Unfortunately, it is true. But also, if you... And this is no offense to anybody up there.
Put him in the pack is insane, though. I am with you.
Put him in the pack is insane.
That's why.
He won with a pin combination. But also, that's two wins. He's 2-0. If that's pack adjacent at least.
pack adjacent.
I say all this to say that if you're looking for someone, another person who is the through line of this style of hyper artistic grappler, that's the next. If we're looking at the tree, the branch goes down, of course, to Daniel Makabe, someone else who's wrestled Shelley multiple times. And then right after that, the torch was definitely passed, is Darian Bankston. So let's to be able to connect that link. Oh man. Oh man. Like, yeah, I'm so excited for this as a fan to be able to see what all they're going to be able to do and what sort of match that they're going to put together. If I had it my way and I wasn't 99% sure that I was going to be able to do it, I'd say straight up, this is the first of three, just to be sure. Regardless, I'm looking forward to it. And this is the match that I would say you're going to get your money's worth on. If nothing else, if everything else ends up, if everyone ends up coming down with something, right? Or for whatever reason, they just their cars blow up. They're
Could
all
you
safe,
not
on
say
the way.
Any of this part? Like, just leave this part alone. You
if for nothing, if all else fails, yeah, you're right.
Hypothetically
like,
speaking,
pass this part, I think, J-Ro.
That's me knocking on wood.
Strictly hypothetically speaking,
if all else fails, this will be the match that you get your money's worth on.
Yes,
and that is not only a guarantee on behalf of how good Alex Shelley is, but I know that Darian Bankston is going to bring it, and that's real.
Yeah, that is also the bottom of our when I said there's one match that I really got my eyes on that's the one that I was talking about, especially you know, you're talking about Sabin and Shelley, and just you know, watching their match at Prestige last weekend was. They never threw a strike in that match.
Mm-hmm. And it, my friend Joseph Monticello, I never know how to say his last name. I feel really bad. But Big Joe over in the Philippines has used the term riff session to describe matches like that. And it's like they just went out and said, all right, whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. And they know each other so well and they're so proficient that it doesn't particularly matter. It's hold after hold after hold after hold. And that's beautiful. And we have the potential to have that sort of match on Sunday. Or they can go out and beat the shit out of each other. Who
that's
knows?
True. That is,
you got to show up and find out.
In. Yeah. Shelly could be like, this is my last match. I want to beat somebody's ass. And it could become a fight. I don't know.
They say, I'm like, you make it. You know, who knows?
He wasn't expecting to miss one.
You know, comes in looking for a grappling match. All of a sudden, Alex Shelley starts doing the across the body elbow. What the hell?
That'd be an interesting switch. Interesting switch. Wow. Alex Shelley, thinking about, I mean, I guess it's kind of been a couple of these opportunities. Like, it could be Alex Shelley's last independent wrestling match. And the mark, like we've talked about, that he's had over the last 20 plus years is insane. But, like, also, he deserves to, if, in his cards is to have the big that whatever deserves it so much, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Both him and Saban as well.
Totally.
And
yeah.
I'm looking forward to see whatever they end up doing. Cause wherever, like, I will say there is one place that's a little more interesting to me than the other place.
Definitely. Most definitely.
Now, I mean, one place it feels like they could be rehashing a bunch of other stuff. And the other place feels like it's all sort of new and how would they thrive in that environment. But wherever they go, it's a whole new world. Possibilities are endless. But before we get to that, you got to see my boy. And you may be the next one to get put in a pack.
It's crazy.
Mr. Shelley.
Pack adjacent.
Hey, Shelly may get put in the pack. You never know.
I hope not.
You know what? As I look at the Naptown media tab on Twitter and look at, you know, some of these match graphics and stuff, it's hitting me that you haven't been here. Euphoria happened since the last time you were here, and also Blackout and Wake Up.
Yes.
How was all that?
Honestly, okay, so Blackout and Wake Up was very short. Before I continue, Euphoria is being edited right now. The January, which, God, 7 months for a show is ridiculous and unacceptable. And I apologize to anybody who's wanting to see that. And the other two shows are already done. So you will be fine. We will be caught up with nap shows within the next week.
Sweet.
And we're hoping to be able to premiere this upcoming Sunday show on IWTV, but no guarantees on that. Regardless, Wake Up and Blackout were stressful because we had 5 cancellations the day of.
The day of J-Rose.
The day of.
Please.
But everyone stepped up, and it was in those shows at Hot Boys are unlike anything else that I personally experienced in independent wrestling, because it is more people who aren't wrestling fans than are. Mm-hmm. And because it's free, you're liable to get anybody to pull up. So mm-hmm. they said throughout the course of the day, there was, and not at one time, you know, if you go and watch the video, be like, that's not true. Throughout the course of the day, Hot Boys said they had a little under 10,000 orders.
Damn.
So I'm not going to be like, oh, there are 10,000 people who came to see wrestling. That's ridiculous. But somewhere in that ballpark, that's the amount of people who came to see What All We Do. I can't wait for everyone to see Cav versus Lazarus, the main event of the entire day. I can't wait for everyone to see Tankman versus Broadway for the DPW belt, which if for whatever reason you don't want to get an IWTV subscription or you don't want to see that specific match will be on DPW On Demand. Nice. So you can watch it as part of that subscription.
Nice.
I'm looking forward to people seeing Broner ended up getting challenged by Ron Bass Jr. That was incredible.
So Broner's fights in Nap are just all big fights where he just clobbers another guy until somebody dies.
Pretty much. And I wouldn't really want
to establish that. Yeah.
No. Hey, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look, it makes me think of Alpha One up here, the Outer Limits title. It's since they came back, it's gone from Josh Bishop to Derek Dillinger, and it's like every single match for that has just been like the biggest people in.
Broner challenged for that, didn't he?
Broner was in one of those matches as well. Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Every single one of those matches, it's like, and it's a cool stipulation too. It's no DQ, pin submission, uh-huh. and over the top rope elimination.
Mm. I didn't know about the over the top rope.
Yeah,
and I watch the shows. I mean, that shows how well my comprehension is.
People just getting dumped to the outside and never coming back, and J-Rose is just like, sure.
I guess they were done.
What happened to them?
Got tired?
I guess they didn't want to play anymore.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the game.
Meat matches. Need them. Every show. Every show needs meat matches.
Mm-hmm.
To that point, there's a bunch of cool stuff on those two shows. I think up and down the card, Euphoria may be our best show. It's up there for one of our best shows ever, top to bottom. The triple threat between Darius, Ken Broadway, and Josh Crane was spectacular. I need to go back. So much has happened. Myron versus Broner for the belt was superb. Cole versus Bankston, that was a majority of the people who I talked about the show. That was their match of the night. A year-long match in the making where Bankston did not touch Cole for basically an entire calendar year.
Those videos that Bankston was putting out about over the last couple of months before that were amazing, by the way.
Yes.
Amazing. Incredible.
He's on top of it, man. I don't want it to be like, oh, I'm glazing my boy, but like... One day, everyone else is going to wake up and be like, oh, where the fuck did he come from? And I'll be like, right here. Jocelyn Navarro and Maya World was excellent as well. Maya World is, that's another person.
Maya World, bro. Oh.
Maya World is legit.
Maya World.
And like, I knew that beforehand, but like seeing her win over our crowd after no one knew who she was. She's legit. If you're near an independent wrestling promotion, you're wondering who you should ask to bring in, Maya World is definitely someone you should bring in. That's too big of a claim, but she's going to be somebody sooner rather than later. So buy the stock now. It's been a really good time. We also had a no ring where we got the we took the deathmatch virginity of one Jordan Saint, the bane of my existence, and he did really well. And we also did another deathmatch trial for one Cavern Canyon, in which he faced Eric Dillinger, who is a staple of deathmatch and hardcore wrestling here in the Midwest, specifically in the state, but across the Midwest. Mm-hmm. A lot of cool things coming down the pipe. I believe the no ring matches will be up for free on YouTube as soon as I'm able to get to it. So don't expect it anytime within the next, 5 days, but I'll get to it. A lot of really, really solid stuff. We were able to do a lot more community service stuff. A lot has happened since the last time I talked to y'all. So you're going to be able to see a large majority of the stuff that we've been able to do since January within the next week. So hopefully, if all goes to plan, by next Tuesday, we will be completely caught up on nap shows. Awesome. I know people love the binge stuff. You'll have 4 wrestling shows and then 2 additional matches to binge all to yourself before we figure out what the heck we're going to do for the rest of the summer.
I want to watch.
I don't know.
I want to watch them as soon as possible, but I also have like a crazy travel weekend coming up in August, and I'm like, that's the
wow. Everybody just so busy.
Oh yeah, I have.
I wish I wasn't.
I got more steroids in my back a couple of weeks ago, so I'm like, get me out of this fucking chair. Get me out of this fucking house. I've been swinging this thing around all over the place.
For exercise purposes or just out of rage?
Oh no, for exercise purposes. For exercise purposes, but what usually happens is I'm sitting at this desk and I'll be editing a video for someone who's paying me to edit them videos, and
shout out to that.
Then I'll have some music on, and then like I'll just be nodding my head and a good mosh part will come on and I'll be like, okay, it's time. No, and like it won't be like anything structured, but I'll just be like, all right, I'm just gonna listen to like a song and do kettlebell swings for like a song, and then go back to sitting and doing editing, and then a couple hours later.
That's actually really smart. I spent the hell out of that for real.
Couple hours later, I'll just be like, fuck it, let's do like 3 sets of curls or something. And
that's what's up. We're about to get that match, J Rose. Remember, Mike's one of those.
Damn it.
We're on our way. Mike got steroids in his back. He's doing kettlebell shit. Yep. Randomly.
There we go. Hey, look.
Coming soon, baby.
Days, buddy.
Look, it just got announced today that Crossbody Pro Wrestling, which, friends of the show talk about them up here all the time, but Cole Radrick's coming up here in September for their 8th anniversary show. Mm-hmm. So yeah, who knows? Maybe I'll just hit him with a big boot for J Rose.
I mean, you're gonna see him.
Yep.
Hey, and y'all took the selfie and you were so heads and above taller than him. Oh yeah, man.
I had
to see that picture.
I leaned over.
Oh yeah, man!
Yeah.
I leaned over.
That's crazy.
I leaned over here. I'll get it. You guys just find something to talk about.
I'm not taking pictures with Mike. I see, because I'm not about to be shamed on the internet.
Yeah, here, let's see.
Big tall guy. He's getting taller, probably lifting weights and shit.
Let's see here.
That's how it works.
I don't know science.
Window. This one. Yeah, share it. So I don't know if you can see. I'm wearing the same shirt. Happy belated birthday, Speedball.
Yeah, happy belated.
So my neck normally looks like this, but for this picture, as you can see, I'm doing this.
I see. A long neck,
which puts me about 6 to 8 inches shorter than I need to be to fit the frame of this picture properly.
That's what I'm talking about.
How do we get this out of here? That's enough of that.
That's what I'm talking about. Sicko alert. That's dope. Really dope.
J-Rose is a good wrestling promoter because he just sees a tall guy and he's just like,
wait until we
figure out how to bring in Von Wagner. Then y'all all gonna see.
I feel like every day of your life is just like you spend like 15 minutes of like, all right, it's Wagner time, and you just get to like how you can.
Y'all don't get it. And, I wish y'all understood.
Is he a free agent or is he employed by them still?
As of tomorrow, I believe he is a free agent.
Does he have a hefty price tag?
Oh, is he in the...
He has no email.
He has no email is insane.
I don't know how to get a hold of him.
So you're saying come Thursday, he'll be a free agent?
Listen, if I had a financial backer, you could set the clock that he would be making an appearance on Sunday.
The clock.
It would be done. Tomorrow, as soon as I got the Von Wagner is coming to nap, I would run a show on Tuesday.
Would you call it Come Tuesday?
Come Tuesday.
I think it would have to be a pun with his name, but also, fuck it, why not? All that matters is he's in. Y'all gonna listen. Wait, if I'm able to get my hands on him, y'all gonna see. You know, I hope he does whatever's best for his career, his mental health. You know, I'm a big. It's always the artist before the art. You know what I'm saying? But also, I'm ready to show these meatballs because y'all put not you two specifically, but the greater wrestling landscape at large, right? Just wait until I get my hands on Von Wagner, Cal Bloom.
J-Rose knows his exact date that he's free. It's crazy. Like, he's not a liar. It's tomorrow. It's fine.
Because a lot of people are fans of him.
No. Von Wagner?
Von Wagner, yes.
That's right. Yeah. We need the hotline bling meme of J-Rose doing that with, like, Trevor Lee, Von Wagner.
I need y'all to understand that for a lot of people, like, the love of Von Wagner is ironic. It's not ironic for me, man. Yeah. I see it. I got it, man.
No, I done seen shirts with you and your homeboys with Von Wagner. Like, this is a real thing.
Yeah. Everybody
nice
else.
To meet Every- you. Yeah. Forced to meet you. My name is Von Wagner.
Everybody else loved Von Wagner. The way people loved Jeff Jarrett before the Owen, but J-Rose loves Von Wagner. The way people love Jeff Jarrett after the Owen.
Yeah, totally.
By the way, I love Jeff Jarrett the way people love Jeff Jarrett after the Owen before the Owen too. Don't get me. I'll start drooling if I start thinking about Von Wagner versus Jeff Jarrett. Because y'all, everybody say, oh, I'm a TNA wrestling fan. No, you're not, because that's what you would be thinking of.
I will also start drooling for Jeff Jarrett versus Von Wagner, but that's because I drool when I sleep.
Oh, my God. Hey, man.
Watch.
Hey, man.
And if someone wants, to anybody out there who has an excess amount of money and wants to call me on my bluff, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how much it would be, you know, maybe. But, like, I can also assume that for the way that we run our shows, it wouldn't be something consistent. But if you got me a consistent way to get Von Wagner, I almost guarantee if everything else that we needed to do fell into place, like we got our shows out on time, we forget I potentially had a live stream, if all the other intangibles fell into place and I just had to worry about booking a show that had Von Wagner on it, he would be your favorite fucking wrestler. They just don't get it over there, man. I'm not going to reveal what I would do on here in case for some reason the stars align. But I know what I would want to do.
In case somebody else books him and takes
somebody else is right ideas. Now like, yo, I can't wait. Let him say something. Let
because
him say
someone's going to book him out of the irony. It's going to piss me off.
Someone in like, chat's got a notepad out right now and they're like, come on.
Somebody afford that, J-Rose. You know, listen, this one's going to have like a big price tag.
When he shows up at Joey Janela's Lost in New York in September, right? Yeah. Off of the strength of people laughing about how much they loved Von Wagner, and then he goes out and he fucking rules. Just remember who told you it was going to happen first. It's not hard. He's 6'5", man. Yeah, like
I'll be honest. I'm I believe everything you're saying, Jeros, because it already got proven to me by Wrestling Revolver with Speedball versus Elias. Like, I was like, all right.
Get the Speedball and Vaughn is crazy.
What are you gonna do, guitar guy? And then I was like, oh shit, he's actually like crazy.
6'5", y'all. Yeah. It writes itself.
He's second generation too, Annie.
He's like my height.
Yeah.
You better stop. You're gonna work yourself into a shoot.
You can't say that, Mike. You can't say that.
Naptown presents Come Tuesday. Main event, Von Wagner versus
Damn. Mike. Von Wagner and Mike in the main is crazy.
All cows, Mike.
Mike. In brackets from Indeed.
The finishes is a double big boot.
Yeah.
The ref just count you guys 10, both of y'all.
Yeah, double count out, double big boot. Yep.
Because they think I'm joking, man. That's why I will move on because I know I've been talking about this for a pretty long time. But they really think I'm joking, and I'm not.
Come from the nap, stay for the Von Wagner.
Jaros is like, fuck these guys. I'm never coming back. They're making
if I had the money now. To have him pull up on Sunday, if I had a way to contact him and had the money, to have him pull up on Sunday, he would be there.
If anyone has a Von Wagner plug, get at J-Rose before Sunday, please.
I have a connect, but they haven't been able to get... I guess he fell off the face of the fucking earth, man. I don't know.
Von Wagner plug is insane.
He might be coming out. You know how like he's waiting for his release? Like tomorrow he's going to drop a video. Or at midnight he's like, I'm out. I'm out of prison or whatever.
Their transitions lenses and my fucking window's open. I can't do anything about it, man.
He was just doing the Von Wagner reference, but also, Jesus.
I don't know anything about Von Wagner. I don't watch NXT, bro. I literally, you got me here. I got nothing.
Can I also add, I know that like on these parts, we're not, you know, I won't say it's not Fed friendly, but it's not Fred preferred. Guys, NXT is so much fun. I'm sorry. I tried fighting it so hard.
You can have
it scratches that itch in my brain, guys.
I'll be honest. Since a certain person from my hometown has started appearing on there and perhaps has won the NXT championship,
oh, yeah.
I might be tuning in a little more often.
Vested interest.
Hey.
Shout out to the homie.
Hey, you know, it's crazy because, like, good ass. It's wild when you let a good ass wrestler do cool stuff.
You know, don't
no comment.
You're gonna get me in trouble. I went all episode without saying my catchphrase. You're gonna get me in trouble, bro, man.
Bro, it would just be crazy if like after you built a bunch of momentum for a guy, you just
all right,
carry
okay,
the yeah, momentum yeah, into something. Oh, it's crazy.
Moving forward.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you know, quick prediction, scale of 1 to 10. How big of a hurting is Effie gonna put on SRS tomorrow?
Huge. SRS is dead. I can't believe he even agreed to doing this. That's unreal.
I've seen him in person. I've ring announced him. Good dude, great human being. Will not say anything disparaging about him ever, but especially not on his platform. But you don't get your ass beat, man.
Yeah, he's dead.
he's cooked. Yeah, I don't even know what the game plan is.
Run? No, he won't run because he has something to prove.
Like he has a background, but also, yeah. Like, if this were Bloodsport, okay, sure.
Whatever. Yeah, if this were Bloodsport, I'd be like, well, okay, SRS might have this, but no, and like
it a is not. Match, he's gonna get his toes licked. I'm sorry, that just popped up. He's gonna get. Am I missing something in the build to this about licking toes?
Think so. Like I missed no, that. Missed no, that promo video. That's what's happening.
No, but also, Effie did tap out Speedball to toe sucking once.
Oh yeah.
So,
but SRS wears shoes. I think
he does. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That person just wants to see some toes licked. I'm That's on it, you, buddy. I mean,
you know what? Hey,
all right, the game is the game.
You know? Hey,
sometimes you want to get it in different places. You know what I mean?
Look, nothing wrong with, you know, wanting to see some toes licked. Might not be wrestling match. Might not be the best place to, you know, be
Couldn't
finding
be
that
me.
Kind of content.
Could be me, but like, you know,
I feel like there's easy. I feel like there's
Mike Bailey's toes at the end of a match too. That's just insane.
In non-toe related discourse, what else is it? Any promotion whether it be NAP or otherwise. What else are y'all looking forward to this weekend?
Oh, I'm going to be at a show this weekend on Saturday. First collaboration shows between all the homies, West Coast Pro, Deadlock Pro, Prestige Wrestling. It's happening this Saturday. Big, big, big moments. Big matches on there. The homeboy, Shelton Benjamin. I'm going to get to see Shelton Benjamin live. Is going to take on the young homie, Titus Alexander. Titus has been on a run. They just announced him for the N1 NOAH. Like, this guy has been, all of the matches he's had within like the last 6 months, he stepped up even more. And I believe like this match is going to be even greater than that. I'm excited about this.
Oh, actually, you know what? Speaking of that show and speaking about Alex Shelley, is Wrestling Alpha Zoe on that show?
Yes, sir. My homeboy Zoe. Yeah, there's been a couple of performances within the last couple of months. He got a West Coast Pro title match, and I was like, Zoe, get that pep talk before. I'm like, bro, this might be, you know, I don't know. He wasn't ready yet. I could tell. You could look in his eyes. He's in there. He's trained for the moment. He's been there. He has his family there, like all the things. But he's improved tenfold since then. Having a huge match like this, the rumors are out there. We didn't talk about the damn rumors. This could potentially be one. Look at Alex Shelley, too. Black History. Shout out to Alex Shelley, too. Like, he going out black? That's crazy. So shout out to he going out black is crazy as hell. Shout out to the homie Zoe getting an opportunity against Shelley. Shelley is like one of those. Just have fun is the real pep talk I'm going to give him. Like, get in there, do exactly what you do, and let the match kind of dictate, and just have fun, man. I'm really excited about that for the homies, though.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it, too. There, of course, I got a vested interest on that show.
Always, yeah. Your homeboy's going to be in attendance.
Of course, but that show looks – I'm more – the card looks good, but I'm more intrigued of continuing to see what that partnership looks
same
like.
Same here.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of those things where it's like, this could be something that could, you know, be revolutionary as far as the way that we consume independent wrestling and also how independent wrestling is put together.
I don't want to say uncharted territories, no pun intended, but
I actually have to stop. I have to bite my tongue. I think it's going to be a game changer. Yeah. Unironically, that wasn't even a shot. It was just, it was a shot. That wasn't a sub. That wasn't nothing.
Guess what happened?
but
yeah, honestly,
arguably at least three out of the top five independent promotions in America right now. But the other two being, I would say, pretty easily Revolver and GCW, obviously.
Totally. Yeah.
I'm really interested to see what all the collaboration looks like moving forward. The card looks good, but as a person who likes to look at the bigger picture as far as stuff goes with independent wrestling, that's far more interesting than me. But there are some heaters on there. I'm looking forward to Vinny Massaro versus Adam Priest.
Oh my.
He's going to beat the shit. It's going to be great.
You guys, I've been a big Adam Priest fan for years at this point, and he wrestled Zoe at the last show that I was at. And so in person, there's some wrestlers that like they're great, and then you see them in person and they're even better than that. Adam Priest, 100%. You see this guy in an independent wrestling show, he's on his shit. He has so much confidence exuding from him at all times. And then when the bell rings, he's a fucking dog, dude. Yeah, this match is going to be awesome.
There's somebody who will be returning to NAP one way or another very soon. One of my favorite independent wrestlers. And like him and Vinny as a style together, like that's one of those, man. They're knowing them both in and out of the ring, they're just, and like Priest isn't old, but they're just two like salty old men.
So salty. So,
they're so just bitter and angry and sarcastic.
All they care about is when the bell rings, but getting to there, they're just like, ah, you kids these days, why are you doing Canadian Destroyers? Like, it's great. I love it.
I'm looking forward to as well a dear close, longtime personal friend, Sandra Moon taking on Double Z. I'm very interested in Zara's continued growth and development. Kind of popped out of nowhere.
Dude.
They seem really good.
You said Maya World. You brought up Maya. I saw Zara and Maya wrestle at a West Coast Pro show, and I was legit blown away. Like, I had heard about the both of them previously, and I saw Maya stuff with Athena, of course, but seeing them together live and like, not, I think one of them was a replacement. Yeah, Maya was the replacement, and like, so we didn't know what to expect. And they came in and had one of the matches of the show, and that was a packed show, like, unbelievable.
Nah, I think that they're, we're in such a great age of like, even more so than the men, the up and coming women of independent wrestling.
It's
especially
insane.
Especially, and I'll say it, especially the Black women of independent
it's
wrestling.
It's crazy.
We're in a really, really, really good place.
Yeah.
And I think that, especially with the stuff that she's getting out at West Coast, her development is going to be chef's kiss. She's going to be someone to beat on everywhere sooner rather than later. Also, Sandra, biased, I think, the best women's wrestler in that region. I know Las Vegas isn't the West Coast, and there's a bunch of other people who can take that claim, but I will interject my bias. That's my friend. I'm really looking forward to that match as well.
I'm biased too. I'm in this region, and I also say Sandra's number one. Like, Sandra makes me so excited for her future, and she's still developing. She's still getting better, but like, her personality, she's just so humble and just like really likes wrestling. Like, when it gets down to it, she just wants to get in there and fuck shit up. She's one of the best. I love Sandra.
Can I say it's a very short story or a fact about me and Zandra? We have a pact. It is a retirement pact that when one of us quits, the other one, when this is in the point where we were really, I hate wrestling.
Yeah.
We said when one of us retires, the other one is going to retire. And every couple months, you say, hey, is the pack still on? It's like, yeah. So you want to quit? No. Okay. So if you like Sandra Moon or you like Naptown All Pro, you better keep the other party happy. Because as soon as the other one's unhappy, it's over. It's done.
Man, I'm going to start being on this show different when you guest star Jay Rose. I'm like, I got to convince this guy to stay now. It's crazy. It's two lives on the line at this point.
Hey, it's not like I want to go anywhere today.
I'll talk to you on Monday.
I would be remiss if I didn't add Jaya Jewel, someone who is increasingly getting more and more stuff in, out in your neck of the woods, taking on my big brother Calvin Tankman
for great promo preview this too from Tank.
And you say great promo, I got mad at him. I was like, why are you cussing so much?
Yeah,
that's happening.
Yeah, he was landing on there, Jay.
It's like, it was hot. I was like, okay, you a big fella, you always hot. That can't be an excuse. I'll say it, you know. I've been very humble, very down, 50-50, calling it down the line. Pack watch. Jaya is incredibly talented. Listen. I can't wait to see what he does. That's Calvin Tankman, buddy.
Listen, as somebody who could get jumped by West Coast Pro Academy students, I like you a lot, Jaya, but like, Tank's coming to put you in a pack, as J-Ro says, and he's like, gonna smile about it too. It's gonna be it's not gonna be good, honestly.
I saw Calvin Tankman kill a man 2 weeks ago. He forearmed a man and he just disappeared. And
what's your
I've got his soul flying out of his body in 4K on my camera.
What's your assessment of his Deadlock Pro run, J-Rose?
I mean,
I just watched him defend that title in Canada.
Who did he defend against?
Gabriel Fuerza.
Okay, ooh, yes. Yeah. I was like, I know I wanted to see it. I just don't remember who the opponent was. Once again, one of those things where I'm incredibly biased. That's my big brother.
Yep.
Pure independent wrestlers. Not, we've talked about this before. Not people who do Impact or ROH and do a bunch of indie dates. Pure independent wrestlers. That's the best independent wrestler in the world. Pure independent, or at least in America, you know what I'm saying? I know somebody will bring up some Japanese freelancer, and I'll be like, okay, well, I can't argue with that. But of male American independent wrestlers, there's no one better. And his Deadlock Pro title reign has proved just that. Very high praise, and it's kind of nerd bait. And I know if this gets in the right ears, it'll make people super mad. But his title reign in DPW is the closest thing that anyone has gotten in a very long time. I won't say ever, but in a very long time to peak power Samoa Joe. He is a puzzle that cannot be solved. Mm. And everybody comes up, tries to solve the puzzle, and they figure out, oh, these aren't puzzle pieces. These are bricks, and I'm running up against the wall. And the wall don't move, brother. We just announced this match today for the day after at Naptown Opera. He's facing Travis 3000, a AR Fox student who is taking Naptown Opera by storm.
Yeah, Travis. Is
everybody's. Good. I can't wait for everyone to see his little run that he's been putting together because organically, everyone loves him. It's been a sight to see. And I thought about putting the DPW title on the line, but at the same time, I wouldn't be giving him a chance at that point. It would be Pack Watch. It would be Pack Watch. The last time we put him up against someone for the DPW title, he beat Ken Broadway, and it was a solid match. It was 50-50 until it wasn't, and then it was Pack Watch. So I think he is, as far as big name indie champions go, you know, I'm partial to the Bankston's TWE run, which is now at this point over a year. I am partial to what Adam Priest was doing with the Action Belt and now what Manders is doing with the Action Belt. I'm partial to what Kit Lykos is doing in Progress. I'm partial to what Warhorse is doing with his championships that he's holding. But all due respect to them, that's Calvin fucking Tankman. All right. And if anybody has a problem with it, they can try and beat him. Good luck.
Yeah.
Enough said.
Shout out to Tank. I'm going to see him this weekend. Very excited about him and his future. And I have to move him up because I've been saying my number one's Reed, Myron Reed. But you, like you saying, he's a part of
Impact. I would be perfectly fine because Reed is Myron, as far as I know, in our conversations that we've had. I don't think he has a contract.
Like, I don't understand what he's doing. I'm like, I don't know if he has a contract with TNA or not. So I don't know if he
can. I would be fine with that being your number one as well. I'm perfectly fine with that. But also, it's another one of my friends.
Yeah.
I no matter what happens, I still win.
My favorite wrestlers are all Canadian.
Well, yeah.
And you know what? Valid.
They should be.
Yep.
And you know what? Yeah, he's right. They should be.
We've got I talk about my land of hidden gems up here all the time. It was really nice seeing West Side Gun, you know, ask for indie wrestlers to check out because I was like, I'm only going to list Canadian people off of you. I hope you watch at least one of them.
As you should. I need the Northern Crown Boys to release them full shows one way or the other. Because
Show one, like show one they have out. They have Josh.
Can I pause real quick? Who am I to say anything about releasing shows? Yeah, let me pump the fucking brakes.
Listen,
Northern Cross, I'm sorry, man. I'm speaking out of turn, but I would like to see your shows.
Man, the homie did say something about a January show, and it's just coming out. But things are
well. Things. So, and it's funny because we had Gigi from Northern Crown on here, like one of the last episodes before we took a couple weeks off, and he mentioned. Their editing schedule, it's not like super, super pressing because the person who is in charge of their video editing is also a touring vocalist in a world traveled rock band. And then also does photography and videography for other bands on tour. So at the time, literally. Like the whole build up to their last show that they just had, someone else was like doing their graphics because he was like taking pictures of Silverstein on a European tour.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay.
Priorities are in a couple different places over there.
Yeah. So they do. Yeah. They're that's also why their show schedule isn't like, you know, we're going to run every 6 weeks. And it's like, you know, we'll hopefully run four this year. Look, we know what J-Rose has going on this weekend. We know where Reg's has going on this weekend. Before we get out of here, this weekend I'm going to I'm mixing all my days up because I have something to do like every weekend for a month now. This weekend is Pro Wrestling Ontario in Hamilton, Ontario. It's on Saturday. Yeah. And I get to see I've name dropped him a bunch here, but Alessandro Del Bruno, one of the
legend of your scene, man.
Yeah, yeah. He's he'll be wrestling Gringo Loco on Saturday night. Mm. So
nice. Big fan of that.
I'm excited about like a year from now to just be like, oh fuck, I can't believe I saw that shit. Like it's gonna be one of those matches. So I'm excited to see that one. A bunch of my friends are in like a three-way trios ladder match for so that's gonna be pretty that's gonna be pretty fucking nutty. I got a lot of stuff to look forward to on this one. It's got a lot of buddies wrestling, got a lot of people up here that I'm always excited to watch. So it's gonna be a fun night for me. That one will, and their last show I think is on IWTV now. So go watch Pro Wrestling Ontario. They don't do live streams. They do like delayed release, but
hell yeah,
their shows fucking rule. Their venue's awesome. Their venue is like my favorite venue. It's the Germania Club in Hamilton. It's a nice deep rectangular building with a ring that gets put in the middle of it, and then there's also a full horseshoe balcony on the second
Germania
floor.
Germania, yes,
balconies and indie shows.
Balcony's so good.
It's my favorite place. It's my favorite place to film from because everything looks cooler than it does because it's a different angle than you normally would watch wrestling at.
Mm-hmm. Really? You guys aren't streaming live, are you, J-Rose?
Unless something drastically changes within the next couple days. No.
Nope.
We could. I found out that our venue does have internet now. Mm-hmm. But if I could be truthful, the barrier of entry in order to get that done, I can ask IWTV. The bigger question is, if we streamed it, would y'all watch? Yeah. That's the real question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
totally.
Assuming okay. I was home,
definitely. I'm gonna watch. It's Sunday. I'm definitely gonna watch. I ain't got nothing to do.
I don't have it. Yeah, if it was streamed live, I would.
I'll look into it. No guarantees, but
no guarantees.
It is. Before I would be like no, and this is closer to a no than it is a yes, but probably not. But I'll work on it. As soon as I hop off of here, I will message some parties and be like, hey, is this something that we can do? But when they tell me no, Tuesday after next.
Come Tuesday.
Come motherfucking Tuesday. Y'all just wait. Y'all just fucking wait, man.
We missed you, J-Rose.
Yeah, I swear.
Missed y'all, man. Mm-hmm.
I hope that Von Wagner gets a run and nap. That's all I really. I'm going to start praying for that.
Amen. Prayers up. Everybody should be praying for it because it will be good, and we will all rejoice. Mm-hmm. Just y'all wait, man.
Jairus is gonna get his hands on Von Wagner and Knapp, and then he's gonna get his Booker of the Year graphic.
I'll tell you right now, the moment if we get Von Wagner, it will be streamed. So if you see us streaming a show, the chances of Von Wagner being there have drastically increased.
Oh, Knapp's doing a live streaming.
Oh shit!
Von Wagner must be back.
Knapp's
there.
Live. They might got this. It might be Tuesday.
I love that. That's some good lore.
Oh my god! I can't think of a better note to end on. J-Rose, where can everyone find you at?
You can find me personally at This Is J-Rose. I don't really use social media much anymore because it is bad for you. So you can go and follow the page of my promotion, Naptown All Pro. It's at NAPTOWNALLPRO. We have a show this weekend. It is our Circle City Summer Supercard because we like rhyming. We call it Luchini, the 2024 edition. It's taking place at Ellenberger Park. Actually the real title is Luchini 2024 parentheses This Is It. Mm-hmm. And it will be it. Taking place at Ellenberger Park, 5301 East St. Clair Street on Indianapolis' east side. This is off the dome, by the way. Look at me being good at my job for once. Main evented, or headlined, rather, because I don't know what's main evented, to be truthful to you, by Darian Bankston in what may potentially be the last independent wrestling match of the King of the Independents, Mr. Alex Shelley. Isaiah Broner takes on Chase Holiday, who has been undefeated for over a year since last May, has not lost a sanctioned match in over a year. Since last June, rather. Sorry, I had to remember that. Billy Starks, the reigning ROH Women's Television Champion, takes on the most dominant wrestler in the history of Napton All Pro, Jocelyn Navarro. We also have the proteges of the Motor City Machine Guns, the Dub Club, making their debut against These Men Do Not Exist. Victor Analog had a hell of a weekend in SCI last weekend, and his tag team partner, Anakin Murphy, who was at SCI, and Victor Analog. I know the difference between the two. My brain's just running too fast. If you're able to pull up, we have tons of discounts. I will be posting some sort of link for a discount for about an hour as soon as this is over. If you end up going to GCW's Don't Tell Me What to Do show in Indianapolis the day before and fill out a little form, you can get a ticket for almost 40% off to the show the next day. We will also be at GCW the day before. So if you're at GCW and you want to buy a ticket in person, I wouldn't recommend it. Because once we run out of physical tickets, you're not going to get one. But that is also a possibility. In addition to all of those things, we're also doing a back-to-school drive.
Yes.
Benefiting Teachers Treasures, a non-for-profit organization that helps to give school supplies to teachers that are in need. I was just up there the other day. There were teachers who were getting items for free, preparing for the school year, which it's a sin and a shame that school starts in July, but what are you going to do? Please bring never before used all sorts of school supplies. They're in our media tab. Actually, it's our pinned tweet on Twitter or pinned post on X. Yeah. We're requesting copy paper, construction paper, things of that regard, but we're accepting any of the other items below. Everything will be taken in. You will get some sort of prize. It's going to be a very small token of our appreciation, but a token of our appreciation. You really should be doing it out of the kindness of your heart. But we will give you something. Don't know what it is, but it'll be something. Other than that, I'm wearing a hat of my favorite wrestling content creators, the boys over at WrestleWave. Please follow them on social media at The WrestleWave. That's at TheWrestleWave, one word, on social media. If you like the way that I talk about wrestling with passion and also a little bit of delusion, by all means, please check them out. And lastly, I have nothing else to plug. Go Team USA. Tyrese Halliburton is America's point guard. And shout out to Canada and their basketball team and their Olympic efforts. Pacers, Andrew Nembhard leading the way. So if y'all end up winning, which I will still be rooting for you. I don't see that as a possibility, but I'm rooting for you nonetheless. At the same time, like, y'all lost the exhibition game against America already. But, you know, anybody but Serbia. That's all right. Because we don't need the best player in the world winning anything else. So that's all I got. Oh, and shout out to Ami, Aleyu, and all my family in Atlanta.
Reg, what you got coming up?
Tonight I'm on with Denise, AW Dynamite post show. That should be fun. It's regular Grapsity week. Shout out to my homeboy Philip Lindsay. Very excited about that. Tonight after Dynamite, 2 hours after, they say Who We Are Part 2 is going to drop on all digital platforms. I'm featured on there on Prince Nana's song. So definitely
let's go.
Want you guys to check that out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. It's going to be dope. I hope you guys all check that out.
We're in the money.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be dope.
Oh, my God. I wish. I wish that there was a little sample of that.
Yeah, check that out, you guys.
Hell yeah. Do that. What do I have coming up? Oh, my God. I don't do anything. If you see me at a show, give me a high five or something. I'll have my camera. I'll probably be vlogging. If you're not like camera shy and you want to like, you know, say hi, talk about some wrestling, smoke a joint with me, you know, those are all things that are usually on the table if you see me at a show. You know what? Actually, yeah. It's not on this platform, but on Love Wrestling's platform, I recently did an interview with, it just dropped Monday of this week with Gabriel Fuerza. He's got a show on August 11th out here in the Greater Toronto area. It's Friends of Fuerza present Free Palestine. It's live independent wrestling.
Oh, that's sick.
With 100% of the proceeds going to the Gaza Kinder Relief Fund. So him and I talked all about that and, you know, how wrestling can be used as a form of activism. Activism doesn't just, you know, start and end with, you know, a retweet or, you know, a couple words. There's ways to do it and there's ways to apply yourself to it, that, in all sorts of creative forms. So please check out that interview. Exclusive little drop here, but I'm going to be hosting an episode of Love Wrestling's Quizplex on Tuesday, July 30th. Ooh. It's a pro wrestling pub trivia show gonna have a couple wrestling talent that have something to do with this Free Palestine show as guests. The organization will be raising money for that night is Gaza Kinder Relief. So you can show up. And
what day is that?
That's Tuesday, July 30th.
Okay. I'm a big fan of wrestling trivia. I'm going to pull up.
So you can like show up, send in super chats to feed answers to the participants, donate to the charity to skew the points. So even if someone's doing really well, they might not really win if someone wants to donate a bunch of money to charity and give points to other players. And my guests for that game are going to be referee Brad Myers, who's a referee participating in the show. Pretty Ricky Wilde, who friend of the show here on Indeed. A fantastic local talent who will also be taking part in that show. And I got us a ringer, you know, for some eyeballs, and we'll be joined by Mansoor from MXM as well. So
hell yeah.
Tune in on Tuesday, July 30th for that. And then, yeah, give me high fives and love at an independent show. Support independent wrestling, buy some merch, buy tickets, keep the scene alive and peace and love. We'll see you next week.
Can I close it out before you end it?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%. Meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. we can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AskMePeople, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.